my life. Lord, let it come to an end today. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself. Every battle, every war, every disappointment, let it come to an end today. Everything I'm battling with, everything that is making me to go into prayer and fasting, let it come to an end today. Let it come to an end today. Let it come to an end today. Pray for yourself. He make war to cease. He make war to cease. He make war to cease. He came brought to land. Let every battle cease in my life. Let every war cease in my life. The battle of the night, the battle of the day, the battle of career, the battle of marriage, the battle of life, let it end today. Pray for yourself.
Every battle from every angle end today. According to your word, you make water cease.
Kakuda da da gada. Eni kutu yegede gede. Libra da 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 da. Metu ya lekoto. Edereba. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Every battle that we were born with, every battle that has been fighting us from the day we were born, every battle that came into our life through marriage, every battle that came into our life through relationship, that battle ends today in the name of Jesus. Battle of delay ends today. Battle of denial ends today. Battle of stagnation ends today. You will get there. Amen. You will get there. Amen. You will get there. Amen. It is time for you to rise up. It is time for you to be what God has called you to be. It is time for you to manifest. Amen. You will get there. Amen. You will get there. Amen. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen. Somebody give the Lord the praise. Hallelujah. Let's be seated. Hallelujah. It's nice to enjoy church. It's nice to enjoy church. Give me the book of 1 Samuel chapter 1. I'm going to start from there. Oh. You are going to get on your feet and high five three people. Only three. Let me tell you what you tell them. You tell them, if it's a lady, oh lady, it is time to get up. Oh lady, it is time to get up, because your story is about to change. Can you high five three people and say that? I believe. It is time for your story to change. Hey lady, it is time for your story to change. It is time for your story to change. Father, it is time for your story to change. It is time for your story to change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Muranuba. Ire walede. Mugba leta kan. Ajinde ayo. Amen. 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 We are not doing singing service today. Everybody see that? 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 24. Give me verse 24. I'm reading 24 to 27. I'm excited in the spirit. 1 Samuel 20, chapter 1 verse 24. And it came to pass when Saul was returned from fallen Philistine, that he was told him, saying, behold, David is in wilderness. No, this is not what I'm reading. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 24. No, I don't know what I want to. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, with three bullocks and one ephah of flour, and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Silo. And the child was young. Next verse. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, oh, my Lord, as the soul liveth, my Lord, I am that woman that stood thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child, 27, for this child I prayed. Somebody say, for this child I pray. For this child I pray, and the Lord had given me my petition. And the Lord had given me my petition, which I asked of him. Eh? Mama, I am that man. Somebody say, I am that man. I am that woman. Somebody is moving to the next phase of this year. When they will not recognize where you are coming from. Because your story will totally change completely. You will be another person. You will operate from a different realm. You will be what God has called you to be in the name of Jesus. You see, this woman was talking to Eli. He said, I am that woman. He said, do you remember me, sir? He said, you don't seem to figure it out. He said, I am that woman. Give me verse 17 on that same chapter. Verse 17 of chapter 1. He said, then Eli answered and said, go in peace. And the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast of him. He was saying, sir, I am that woman. You may not recognize me now because I have pancake. I use foundation now. I use, what is the one after foundation? I put on concealer, and then I now put on the setting powder. What after the setting powder? Loose. And setting spray. He said, you don't seem, the last time you saw me, there was nothing on my face. The last time you saw me, I am just the ordinary woman. I am in agony. I was crying. I was wailing. I don't know where I belong. I was thinking that would be my last time in the church. I thought that would be my last time of coming to God because I've been coming to Shiloh. Every year there was no change. He said, I've been coming, I've been praying, I've been fasting, I've been praying. There is no change. He said, I am that woman that came in pain. He said, I'm the woman that came in pain. Look at verse 15. In verse 15, you know, if you remember the same chapter, in verse 15, when Eli looked at him, he said, you are drunk, woman. He said, you are drunk. And then I answered, I said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink. Is this thing standing somehow? Let's enjoy this message. He said, I am that woman. I am the woman. You see, he said, I didn't drink in verse 15. So he was reminding him, saying, sir, I am that woman that you said was drunk. I am that woman that you thought came here like an harlot. I am that woman that came here like I have no purpose. He said, I have a purpose. I have a purpose. Is the battle. That's why I pray for everybody here this morning that the battle of your life will end today in the name of Jesus. Psalm 46 verse 9, he said, he make war to cease. Every war in your life, every battle in your life, it will come to an end today in the name of Jesus. Every agitation of the spirit, everything that is making the enemy to attack you every day, day in, day out, night, everything that make you to be unwanted, everything that make you to not to be valued, it comes to an end today in the name of Jesus. Heaven will step into your cave. Jehovah will step into your matter and bring something new today in the name of Jesus. He said, I am that woman. Somebody, as you step into the second half of this year, you will tell the same story. Amen. I am that woman. I am that man. I am not like what you used to know. It is situation that make me look like that. It is challenges that make me look like that. It's not that I don't want to worship God like others, but there is something, there's a pain that I carry. The Bible says something. It said a woman was bent down all over for 18 years. But the day that Jesus collided with him, he looked at her and said, woman, thou art loose. I declare with my mouth open this morning, you are loose from everything. You are loose from everything that has held you down today in the name of Jesus. Look at Joseph in Genesis 45 verse 3. In Genesis 45 verse 3. Holy Kobaragada. Little Linkedigidi. Makakushigidi. It was one of the things when I was preparing this message. I went back 10 years, 11 years, 12 years. I begin to look at the picture of our young children here. And I begin to look at them. Hallelujah. And I said, Lord, you have actually transformed people. You have. You have. You have. We showed one last Sunday. Eh? And you see them, all of them tiny, tiny. And they are the big boys. Running things for us now. Hallelujah. 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 I would want a better sand. This one. His sand the word, but it's too deep and not high. Hallelujah. 45 verse 3. And Joseph said unto his brethren. This is after he has become the prime minister. He said unto his brethren. He said, I am Joseph. He said, doth my father yet live? You sold me. You connive against my dream. You don't want my dream to come to pass. I love you as brethren. I love you as big brothers and big uncles. I shared my dream with you. I said, this is what I want to become. He said, is my father still alive? He said, because you killed me because my father believed in my dream. You killed me because you want to, your intention to kill me, throw me into the pit because my father gave me a coat of many colors. And his brother could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. Hear me and hear God this morning. Everyone that has gang up against you, God will put them to shame. Heaven will put them to shame. Heaven will put them to shame in the name of Jesus. Amen. Their intention was to kill the young man. Their intention was that that dream will never come to pass. Hallelujah. Because in Genesis 37, 20, they said, come, let us slay him. Their intention was to kill him. 37, 20, Genesis. Hallelujah. 37, 20. Come, therefore, let us slay him and cast him into some pit. And we will say, some evil beast has devoured him. And we shall see what will become of his dream. Who want to kill you because of your dream? Who is attacking your marriage because of your dream? Oh, she has kept herself until I got married. And we will see how we enjoy that marriage. Every power attacking you, I attack them from the source today in the name of Jesus. Every power that says you will not enjoy your life, it will be destroyed today in the name of Jesus. Listen to me, young people. Anybody who will say we go ahead of you in your marriage, it will die before you marry. In the name of Jesus, you will enjoy your marriage. They have concluded. What will become of his dream? In Genesis 42, verse 8, the Bible said, when they came, he knew them, but they didn't know him. What could make somebody to know some people and they will not know you? Any of us, do we know why? They know Joseph, they didn't know Joseph, but Joseph knew him. You know why? Joseph have changed, but they did not change. Gossiper don't change. Anyone won't go by him. Gossipers don't change. You know, because they are busy running everybody's business. Talking busybody. They are like somebody who is on the treadmill 24/7. Hey, he's running, but he's not leaving the same spot. Give 42 seconds. Joseph knew his brethren, but they knew not him. He has changed. Eli could not recognize Anna, because Anna, after giving birth, hallelujah, after giving birth, the woman, everything changed. Attention of the husband, Elkanah, turned to him. Hallelujah. Please understand this. The name of our church, this calling of this ministry, is about what we are talking about today. The stone which the builder rejected has now become the cornerstone. In your family, you will be the leader. In your family, until you speak, no conclusion will be made. In the name of Jesus. Give me 1 Peter 2:4. Whoever is on the console should be fast. 1 Peter 2:4. I'm conscious of time. 1 Peter 2:4. And to whom coming, unto a living stone, disallowed indeed by men, but chosen of God. It was disallowed by men. Men never thought you were amount to anything, but it was chosen by God. Please whisper to somebody beside you, don't mind them. You will come on top. Don't mind them. We will celebrate with you soon. Give me Psalm 118:22. It says, the stone which the builder refused or rejected, the stone which the builder refused is become the headstone of the corner. Give me Matthew 21:42. Matthew 21:42, and Jesus said unto them, did ye never read in the scripture? Was it not written in your Bible? The stone which the builder rejected, the same, not another one, the same is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Mark 12:10. In the mouth of two or three, the word is that established. And have you not read this scripture? The stone which the builder rejected is become the head of the corner. Luke 20:17. Somebody's story is changing gradually. That your story is changing. Luke 20:17. And he beheld them and said, what is this then that is written? What is this then that is written? It went further. The stone which the builder rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. So don't mind what the rejection you are facing. It's going to turn around for your good. It's going to turn around for your good. Let's look at two more. Acts chapter 4 verse 11. Acts 4:11. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builder, which has become the head of the corner. Don't write anybody off, please. You are not there when God was creating them. Delay is not denial. If I fall, I will rise again. If I'm delayed, I will start again. I always tell you in this church, menopause is just a pause. It can become a meno start. You are chosen. When you see the big attack you are facing, it's because of the enormous investment of God in your life. It is how much God has invested into you. Let's look at one more. 1 Peter 2:7. 1 Peter 2:7. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builder disallowed, the same is made of the cornerstone. He said, if you believe, you take everybody as precious. You take everybody that know the story will change at every time. If you believe God, you will not write somebody up. If you believe God, you will know that delay is not a closed door. Except for those who do not believe, those who are disobedient, he said the stone which the builder disallowed, it will become the head of the cornerstone. In John 9:8, there's a story of a young man that was healed. Nobody expect him to be healed. Nobody expect him to be standing again. The neighbors, therefore, and they which have seen him that he was blind, said, is not this he that sat and begged? They still expect you to be begging. They still expect you to be at their mercy. They still expect you to be calling them every month and be crying. But hear me and hear God. That cry stopped this month. That cry stopped this month. That cry stopped this month. In the name of Jesus. Give me verse 9 of them. Give me verse 9 of that same verse. And some said, this is he. Others said, he's like him. But he said, I am he. So you are the one who will say, I am the one. When you pull up one wicked car in the car park, and everybody begin to look, who is that? Who is this parking that car? By the time you come out, Kumbaligada, Egorobe legedegede, Metunda yegedegede. Likitu yagada. You know, when they say, what is your name? They say, Likikikuda. No, I mean your name. Bunta Likihigando Yebahada. The glory will speak for you this month. The glory will begin to speak for you. The glory will begin to speak for you in the name of Jesus. Let me quickly run through this scripture before we go this quarter past. In 10 minutes, in the next 7 minutes, give me yellow card, please. 1 Samuel 1:24. That's where we started. That's one of the scriptures we started with. Please quickly, boys. 1 Samuel 1:24. Oh, and when she had weaned, you know what winning means. Somebody will win by this time next year. In the name of Jesus. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her and with 3 bullocks and 1 ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and she brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh. Now listen to me. He brought 3 bullocks. What does the scripture say? Let's look at Leviticus 12:6. When she was coming, she bought 3 bullocks. Bullocks. Cow. Fat. Cow. She brought 3. To do baby dedication. Anybody more? I'm okay there. She brought, look, and when the day of her preparing are fulfilled for a son or for a daughter, she shall bring a lamb of the first day of the burnt offering and a young pigeon and a turtle dove. He's supposed to bring 1 lamb. He brought 3 bullocks. When the husband is buying the bullock, he will say, honey, that looks more. Though it is true, the Bible says lamb. That is the minimum they requested for your loss. He said, go and get a bullock. When the guy says, this one looks nice, but make it 2. Make it 3. He brought 3 bullocks to the house. You see, she came with 3 bulls when it was a lamb. Why does he do that? Listen, whenever you are expecting great things from God, you do great things. Whenever you are expecting a big open door, you don't act like others. You don't act in the mundane way. Hallelujah. Whenever you are expecting something great, you move in a greater dimension. After Samuel, how many children does he have after? Extra five. Somebody they have written up. Some, you know, men are hopeless at times. So. He will say, honey, don't worry now. You are better than me than 10 sons. Is that not what the husband is telling? If he means it, why did he begin to impregnate Penina? No, let's believe. If she's truly bigger than 10 sons, stay with her now. But every year, Penina is having children. So that's why the word at times does not make much meaning. So when it happened now, Penina knows that her story is over. Every child's cheeks that is troubling men in this house, may they die to their root in the name of Jesus. I just do my prayer. Isaiah 49. Our young ladies, don't be a child to anybody. Because you will be on the wrong side of my prayer. Isaiah 49 verse 15. Somebody say, Lord, remember me. Remember me, Lord. He said, can a woman forget her sucking child that she should not have compassion on the sons of her womb? Yea, they may forget. He said, yeah, I, the Lord, will not forget you. Give me verse 16. Verse 16. Behold, I have graven thee upon my palm of my hand. Thy wall are continually before me. He said, I have tattooed you on the palm of my hand. I have written you by the wall of my house. I see you every morning, every day. Our prayer and fasting start tomorrow, 7 days. Thank God it's the beginning of the second half. I beg you with the mercy of God, no matter your health condition, no matter your medical condition, take part in that fast. And no matter, I beg you, because listen, God will remember you. That sickness will disappear. In the name of Jesus. I said to her, if you cannot fast to 6, fast to 3. If you cannot fast to 3, fast to 12. If you cannot fast to 12, fast to 9. Do some fasting. And I said, the time you're supposed to have your meal, turn it to the time to read the scripture and to pray. And I said on yesterday, don't cheat your employer. Hallelujah. I know some people, you can walk and still be listening to Christian music. But if you are customer service, you can't do that. To, if somebody calls you and say, hello, can I speak to the other? I say, he kundili branda gado, brende gado. Hello, hello, he can die, gado. God may not defend you with that too. Hallelujah. It's you are robbing God. God remember Rachel. God remember Anna. That same God will remember you. In the book of Isaiah 38 verse 2 and 3, give me quickly. Isaiah 38, 2 and 3. The Bible says, and Hezekiah turned his face towards the wall. He has just received a bad news. He has just been rejected. God has just told him, go and put everything together in your house. You're about to die. The Bible says, Hezekiah turned his face towards the wall and prayed unto the Lord. In the next 7 days, turn your face unto the Lord. and said, remember now, O Lord, how I beseech you, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and I've done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept so. Let your weeping only be before God, not before men. Jeremiah 15:15. O Lord, thou knowest, remember me. O Lord, thou knowest, remember me and visit me and revenge me of my persecutor. Take me not away from thy long suffering. Know that for thy sake I have suffered rebuke. It's a time to call upon God. Lord, have mercy on me. That's our theme for this year. It's a time to come and pray. Lord, have mercy on me. Nehemiah 13:14. Remember me, O God, concerning this. What is your this? Remember me, O God, concerning this. What is your this? And wipe not out my good deed that I have done for the house of my God and for the office thereof. Somebody say, Lord, remember me. Lord, remember me. God will remember you today. Angels will remember you. Power of God will remember you. Favor will remember you. In the name of Jesus. The important thing is for you to come out to God and say, Lord, I need your help. Somebody like me, can I be faithful? Can I be truthful to you? So many aspects of my life, I can't do it on myself anymore. I just say, God. You know, at times, when I'm alone praying, I just say, God, tears will be running down my cheeks. I would not know what to say. We are starting our fasting tomorrow. I've started over 3 weeks. I've said over 3 weeks. I was in a car and they were saying, they were discussing some things, and something just struck me. You have stayed too long asking questions about the same thing. Take it to God. What is that thing that you have stayed too long asking? Can you take it to God? This second half must be better than the first half for you. It must be better. God said there's something that cannot happen except by prayer and fasting. So please, the next 7 days, I'm begging you, I'm seeking God through you to fast and pray. We are here every evening. The lady that announced to us, the sister that announced to us, pray privately. By 6:30 p.m., we are here to pray till about 8:15 we'll be out. I'm talking of firebrand prayer, not just to pray and just to pray sake. So we are here. Monday to Friday, we are here. Then on Saturday, we are here 8 in the morning to 10. Because we are not going to meet on Saturday evening. But we do 2 hours in the morning. And that will be it. And on Sunday, I trust God, we are coming here to thank God for your life. So please fast and pray. Rise on your feet and let's pray. One prayer I'm going to give you. One prayer. Thank you. God bless you. I appreciate that. The one prayer I want you to say, I am that woman. Lord, before the end of this fasting, let me be able to say, I am that woman. Let my story change that I will see the other side of who I am. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself quickly. Lord, help me, O God. Come, bro, take it. Help me, O God. Help me, O God, to be able to say, I am that woman. I am that man. I am that woman of sorrowful spirit. I am that man who prayed. I am that man that believed God. Help me, O God. Help me, O God. Just pray for yourself. Let my story change. That before the end of this year, my story will be changed. Before the end of this year, my belly, if I'm a woman looking for baby, I will begin to push it forward. That see what the Lord has done. I want you to talk to God that my paper will be in my hand. My wedding ring will be there. The proposal will have taken place before the end. I want you to just talk to God. Enough is enough. You cannot continue in pain. That pain comes to an end with the first half of this year. The next half, it will be celebration. The next half, it will be glory. The next half, it will be celebration galore. Thank you, Father. Eternal Rock of Ages. What you put in my spirit have downloaded to your children. I know, I have the confidence, I have an assurance that the second half is going to end better for us. Lord, my Father, as I've declared, let it be for your children in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let them experience joy all over their life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let celebration be all over their life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Do them good, oh God. Say to them, oh God, let your grace and your mercy be upon their life in the name of Jesus. Let them be able to say, I am he, because God has turned my life. God has changed my story. Let that be my story and their story today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. We worship, we adore you. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Let's put it together. Hallelujah. Amen. I am a man under authority. I want to appreciate. Please, let's be seated. Let's package our